Canada Jay, an excerpt from Woman Watching, Louise de Caroline Lawrence and the Songbirds of Pimlico Bay by Marilyn Simons. On a cold day in late April 1945, Louise de Caroline Lawrence hiked 4 kilometers through dense forest to a bushy white spruce where Canada Jays had woven dry sticks between a fork of branches, creating a frame for the bowl they'd shaped from last year's oak leaves, bits of wasp nest, and tent caterpillar cocoon. Inside the bowl, 5 eggs, beautifully white and spotted with olive brown, lay with their small ends neatly turned into the bottom of the well-insulated nest. At the time, almost nothing was known about the species that is now Canada's national bird. A gregarious creature in summer, in spring it is shy about raising its young, retreating into the boreal wilderness, just as Louise had retreated to her patch of forest on the Mattawa River after a hectic year as nurse in charge of the world-famous Dionne quintuplets. When Louise told a scientist at the National Museum in Ottawa about the Canada Jay nest, he urged her to learn as much as she could about the bird's nesting habits. Thus, armed with watch, mirror, and a blanket, she wrote, "How I wish I'd thought of a ground sheet too that day, because the best spot for observation happened to be all but in the little rivulet. I set out on my first nest-watching expedition, with no previous experience, but much enthusiasm." The clouds hung low, pushed swiftly by a wind from the northeast. The temperature hovered just below freezing. Louise set up a flat trap, baited with suet, and settled on a stump within sight of the nest, holding the blanket close and sitting perfectly still, hoping the jays would accept her as part of the landscape. She smeared a nearby stick with peanut butter. The jays flew in, swallowed the peanut butter with a soft shree, and flew back to their eggs, ignoring the trap. Without the certainty of holding the bird in her hand, Louise couldn't distinguish male from female, both dark gray above, lighter gray below, a distinctive white patch on the forehead, and black at the back of the head. She assumed she was watching a mated pair. Uttering mellow notes, she wrote, "They stepped around the nest and over it, apparently undecided which one of them ought to sit down on it. In growing excitement, both crouched and shivered their wings until, finally, one of them entered the nest and sat down on the eggs, carefully adjusting them under its brood spot. The other followed and sat down on top of the first bird, their bodies slightly crosswise. The one covering the eggs, with only its head and tail showing, was embedded deeply under the long, fluffed feathers of the one on top." For an hour and a half, the birds sat on the eggs, stacked like a double duvet. Heavy snow began to fall. Then the wind picked up, and Louise left, afraid she wouldn't be able to see to find her way home. She had sat by the nest for 6 hours. A blizzard raged all the next day. In the afternoon, Louise waded back to her watching post. Snow was piling onto the top bird so thickly that now and then it had to get up and shake the snow off, strutting around as if trying to get warm. Louise lasted 4 hours. On the 5th day, Louise arrived just before sunrise. The nest had been pillaged, all the eggs taken but one, which was still warm to the touch when she climbed up the tree to check. She searched the surrounding woods and finally found the parents, huddled in a white spruce, mewing and trembling their wings and opening their bills to one another. Then the birds flew off. Louise caught glimpses of them at long intervals until they disappeared altogether. After 21 hours of watching, Louise concluded that the winter nesting Canada jays keep their eggs warm by both parents incubating together, stacked on the nest. the first time such behavior had been observed. She sent her report to the National Museum, along with the carefully boxed nest containing the sole remaining egg, which was tested and found infertile. The nest and egg were added to the collection of the nation. 2 years later, 5 days with a pair of nesting Canada jays appeared in the Canadian Field Naturalist, her first published study. Louise's initiation into nest watching had taken her into almost virgin ornithological territory, alive with controversy. Was this a mated pair or sisters at the nest? And rich with opportunities to make a contribution. How could she resist?